Title: Formula for Transition with Modern Punch and Vintage Soul in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DnB Vibes Beginner. All right, let's build a jungle-style transition that feels like it came off a dusty 94 DAT, but still hits with modern weight and control in Ableton Live 12. Here's the mindset. In jungle and old school DnB, transitions aren't just whooshes. They're mini-stories. They move you from one section to the next with tension, character, and then impact. The formula we're using today is simple and reusable. Vintage soul atmosphere, meaning texture plus space combined with modern punch, meaning impact plus control equals a transition that feels authentic and still slaps on a modern system. We are building a 16-bar transition into a drop. You can copy-paste this into basically any tune once you learn it. Step 0. Prep your session so the whole process is easier. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. I'll use 170. Now think in sections. Bars 1 to 8 are your build. Bars 9 to 16 are your intensify and pre-drop. Bar 17 is where the drop hits. Next, we're setting up two return tracks, because this is how you keep your main tracks clean while still getting that big jungle space. Return A is dub delay. Load echo. Set the time to 1/4 or 1/8. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Then filter it. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz so your low end stays clean. That's important in DnB. Your subs have to stay disciplined. Return beat is reverb. Load hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode. Set decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Then filter this too. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 8 to 12k. The goal is space without fizzy brightness. Cool. Now the actual transition. Step 1. Build the vintage soul atmosphere bed. Create a MIDI track and name it ATMBDD. Load wavable or analog. Go simple. A signish or triangle-ish pad. Mellow and emotional, not bright and EDM. If you're using wavable, set unison to 2 to 4, but keep the amount low. We're not making a supersaw, we're making air. Now add auto filter after it. Set it to low pass. Put the cutoff somewhere around 3 to 6k to start, and give it just a touch of drive. That drive is part of the grit. Add hybrid reverb, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, decay around 2.8 seconds, mix around 15 to 25%. This should feel like a room or a haze behind the track, not like the pad is swimming. Add saturator, turn on soft clip, drive around 2 to 6 dB. Keep it tasteful. You're warming it up, not destroying it. Add utility. Turn bass mono on. Jungle is wide up top, but solid in the center down low. Now let's make it actually feel old school. Add a vinyl crackle or room tone on an auto track. If you don't have a vinyl sample, even a quiet noise recording works. Put EQ8 on it. High pass around 200 Hz. If it's harsh, dip gently around 3 to 5k. Then add auto pan, subtle amount, like 10 to 20%, and a very slow rate like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Teacher note. This noise layer should be felt, not heard. If you mute it and you miss it, you nailed it. If you mute it and nothing changes, it's too quiet. If you mute it and your whole mix suddenly sounds better, it was too loud. Step 2. Create a riser from your own track using resampling. This is the secret sauce for authenticity. Instead of pulling a generic riser from a pack, we're going to print something from your track and warp it like an old sampler workflow. Pick a one-bar phrase from your break, your pad, or both. Anything that already has your tune's fingerprint. Create a new audio track called Resample FX. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, then record one or two bars of that loop. Now double-click the recorded clip. Turn warp on. For crunchy jungle character, use beats mode. Preserve at 1/16th or 1/8th. That gives you that chopped, gritty time stretch vibe. If you want smoother, you can try Complex Pro. But honestly, beats mode often feels more old school. Now we create the rise. Use clip envelopes for transpose. Over 8 bars, rise from 0 to plus 12 semitones, or plus 7 if you want it subtler. Then add auto filter after the clip. Low pass it and automate the cutoff opening from about 2k up to 16k across the build. That's the classic fog lifts feeling. And then use the returns for movement. Send a little to dub delay and slowly increase the send as you approach bar 17. This is a big jungle move. Delay gets more excited as the drop gets closer. Coach note. Don't control this with heavy compression at first. For beginners, clip gain is your best friend. If the resampled riser feels like it's taking over, turn the clip gain down by 3 to 8 dB. Let the energy come from automation and contrast, not just volume. Step 3. Add classic jungle tension with a siren or rave tone. Create a MIDI track called Siren FX. Load operator. Oscillator A. sine or triangle. Give it a shortish attack and a medium release. Now add a pitch envelope in operator. Set the amount to plus 12 to plus 24 semitones. Decay somewhere between 200 and 600 milliseconds. That creates that pew movement that screams rave without needing a complicated patch. Now the effects chain. Saturator first. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then auto filter in band pass. Somewhere in the 800 Hz to 3K region. Then echo, ping pong on, time 1/8 or 1/4, and send it lightly to rave verb. Arrangement. Only play one or two notes in bars 13 to 16. Don't overdo it. This is spice, not the main dish. Automate the filter opening slightly and increase the delay send into bar 16 so it feels like it's being thrown into space. Extra sound design tip. If the siren stabs your ears, it's usually whistling around 2.5 to 4.5K. Put a Q8 after distortion and notch that area with a narrow dip. Then gently low pass around 8 to 12K. Step 4. Modern punch. This is where we stop being just vibey and start beating dangerous. Part A is the whole, the silence trick. In bar 16, beat 4. Mute most elements for an eighth note to a quarter note right before bar 17. Keep only the tail of reverb or delay. This makes the drop feel louder even if the meters don't change much, because your ear hears contrast as impact. Part B is an impact stack. Create an audio track called impact. Layer two or three things. A short punch hit, like a kick slam or snare impact, a sub drop, and optionally a noise burst. For the sub drop using stock devices, create a MIDI track with operator on a sine wave. Make a very short note. Then automate pitch falling down 12 to 24 semitones, over 200 to 400 milliseconds. Add a tiny bit of saturator, soft clip on, just to thicken it. Now process your impact bus. Put a Q8 first. High pass at 25 to 30 Hz to remove rumble. If it's muddy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Key boom low, like 0 to 10%, because DNB already has a lot of sub-energy. If your drum bus view shows transients, nudge it up slightly for snap. If it gets clicky, don't just turn it down. Instead, tame it with a small EQ dip around 6 to 9K. Finally, a limiter. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. You're only catching peaks, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you're slamming it, the impact will turn into a flat splat. Step 5. Glue it so it feels sampled, not sterile. Group your transition elements into a transition bus that includes your ATMBED, your resample FX, your siren FX, and the impact tails. On the bus, add a little character. In Live 12, roar is great here if you have it. Use a gentle saturation approach. Keep drive low and roll off a bit of top so it stays warm. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not crush. Then EQ8, at a gentle high shelf down, minus 1 to minus 3 dB above 10K. That slightly darker top instantly reads more vintage. Then utility. If you widen, do it carefully. Only widen above about 200 Hz. Keep subs mono, always. Now let's place everything into a simple 16-bar arrangement template you can reuse. Bars 1 to 8. Your ATMBDD fades in. Your resampled riser starts quietly with the filter closed. If you want, thin out hats or do tiny drum edits, but keep it subtle. Bars 9 to 12. Open the resample filter more. Increase the dub delay send gradually. Add one reverse hit into bar 9 or bar 13, if you like that classic jungle pull. Bars 13 to 16. Add your siren hits, one or two notes. Increase intensity by opening the riser pitch and pushing the delay send. Here's a big modern trick. In the last 1 to 2 beats, clean the low end out of the music or break bus so the drop bass lands like a truck. Put auto filter on your music or break bus. Set it to high pass. Start low, like 0 to 20 Hz. Then automate it up to 120 to 200 Hz in the last beat or two. You're basically clearing the stage for the downbeat. Then, beat 4 of bar 16. Do the whole silence, except for a controlled tail. Bar 17. Impact hits, and the drop lands. Now, quick coach section. Foreground versus background. Your background is ATMBED. Noise. Long reverb always filtered, never sub-heavy. Your foreground is the resampled riser, the siren moments, and the impact. If your transition feels messy, it's almost always because everything is acting like foreground at once. Here's a fast sub audit you should do before you commit. Put a Q8 on the transition bus and temporarily do a steep high pass at 120 to 160 Hz. If the transition still feels exciting, you've built real mid and high energy. If it collapses, you are relying on uncontrolled low-end rumble, and that will wreck your drop. Also, they contrast automation, not just more. You don't need to automate 20 parameters. Pick two or three lanes that tell the story. Filter cutoff for clarity, dub delay send for space, and density, like muting a layer or shortening tails. A couple common mistakes to avoid. Too much reverb on everything makes the drop weak and cloudy. Use returns, filter your reverbs, and automate sends so the space moves instead of just sitting on everything. Risers with full sub content cause rumble and mask your impact. High pass most effects around 100 to 200 Hz. No hole before the drop means your drop won't feel like a drop. Always, overly bright atmospheres tend to drift into EDM. Roll off highs and add subtle saturation instead. And impacts that are too long will overlap the first kick or snare and smear your punch. Tighten the tail or shorten the samples. Now, a quick 15-minute practice routine you can do today. Start a blank set at 170 BPM. Add one break loop. Add one simple bass note on bar 17 so you have a target. Build a 16-bar transition using only ATM bed, your resampled riser printed from the break, one siren note in bars 15 to 16, and one impact at bar 17. You must include two things: high-pass automation on the music bus in the last two beats and a 1/8 note hold before bar 17. Then export 8 bars before and 8 bars after the drop. Listen on headphones. The question is not is it louder on the meter. The question is does the drop feel louder? That's the craft.